Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Thursday, June 4th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration's attempt to break up the National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR, headquartered in Boulder. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Sam Brash has more on the attempt to hand over complete control of a Cheyenne supercomputer to the University of Wyoming.
NCAR has been called the mothership of climate science. The White House promised to break it up last December, and it began by trying to give away one of the hub's supercomputing centers. A lawsuit challenging the decision claims those actions, they're part of a broader campaign of retribution against Colorado, related to former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. The recent decision found the argument at least plausible. It isn't a final ruling, but it allows NCAR to keep the supercomputer while the case proceeds.
That's Sam Brash reporting from Denver for our Mountain West News Bureau. Governor Mark Gordon signed an executive order yesterday welcoming new data centers while asking state agencies to ensure they're developed responsibly. That means encouraging centers to pay the cost for increasing energy demand in the area and provide permanent jobs to Wyomingites. It also asks them to protect water and wildlife and be transparent. John Burroughs with the nonprofit Wyoming Outdoor Council says it's a good first step.
Our hope is that the framework that this establishes actually has some teeth to address the concerns that Wyomingites care about and are speaking up about.
The order itself does not change any policies, but state agencies now have 60 days to provide recommendations for changes and potential legislative actions. This comes as community members grapple with a growing number of data center proposals statewide. Kenneth Kasner of Elk Mountain has filed to run for governor of Wyoming as a Democrat. This will be his third bid for the position. He also ran for governor in 2002 and 2018. Kasner told the Wyoming Tribune-Eagle that the core of his campaign is truth-telling and taking no money. He said he supports a state income tax, public school funding, and focusing on history education in public schools. While Kasner is the only Democratic candidate for governor, there are four Republicans vying for their party's ticket. The primary election is on August 18th. A Laramie attorney is running for U.S. Senate for a fourth time. John Holtz is among nearly half a dozen Republicans seeking to take up Senator Cynthia Lummis's seat after she retires at the end of her term. In previous election cycles, Holtz's priorities were strengthening America's defense, reducing the federal deficit, and making Social Security non-taxable. Two Democrats are also running for the seat. Wyoming's primary election is on August 18th. Geothermal power has long lagged behind solar and wind as a source of cleaner energy. But a new wave of investment in the region is seeking to push it closer to the mainstream. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey has more.
The Mountain West Geothermal Consortium, a bipartisan group announced this month, is working on strategies. Director Mike O'Connor says the biggest hurdles are policy, finance, and regulation.
We saw costs drop about 80% in the last 5 years, and so we anticipate a lot more steep reductions.
Nevada is leading the way with geothermal plants, but companies like Fervo Energy are branching into places like Milford, Utah. A 100-megawatt plant there is ready to switch on, following an IPO that helped push the company's value to around $10 billion. The consortium is working with officials in Utah, as well as Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico, to find more support for the industry. I'm Jenny Kinsey for the Mountain West News Bureau in Albuquerque.
Amid widespread regional drought, homeowners have been encouraged to save water. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports, experts say changes in how farmers and ranchers use water may make a bigger impact.
Large portions of the Mountain West states are in severe drought, with pockets that are considered extreme, even exceptional. That's according to the federal government's weekly drought monitor map. Elizabeth Cobley at the University of Nevada in Reno says the agriculture industry uses the lion's share of water. It could realize savings, she says, through strategies like better matching crops to climate conditions.
If we get 12 cuttings of alfalfa for X amount of water in Arizona and we get 4 cuttings for X amount of water in Colorado, like where are the right places to grow these crops and might there be some kind of broader transitions there?
Cobley says more innovation and embracing new technologies could help the agriculture industry save more water on a long-term basis. In Las Vegas, Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. 14 Cowley fifth graders recently proved they've got citizenship chops. The Level Chronicle reports teachers Pat Winland and Lacey Bassett created the Great American Challenge for their students at Rocky Mountain Elementary. They had to meet 6 requirements, including reciting the Gettysburg Address from memory, naming the presidents in order, and writing the Pledge of Allegiance out with perfect spelling. A Buffalo restaurant has a new menu item thanks to some local high schoolers. The Buffalo Bulletin reports Marketing 101 students were tasked with creating a new item for Dash Inn with a realistic price point. After a survey, the top 4 dishes were actually offered for a few days at the restaurant. The Hot Honey Smash was so popular with customers, it's been permanently added to the menu. The Wyoming National Guard has published the first comprehensive history of the Guard, telling the story of its first 75 years. The Torrington Telegram reports the coffee table book combines historical narrative with original maps, previously unpublished photographs, and artifact images. And according to sports media platform CSB, Wyoming is the best state to be in to survive the zombie apocalypse. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What author with a Wyoming connection wrote the novel The Revenant, which became a 2015 film? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, has Wyoming legislative debate ever devolved into fisticuffs? While I'm sure many state lawmakers have been tempted, the most egregious example of floor debate that devolved into actual violence occurred during a contentious legislative session in 1913. The best evidence of that is still on the 3rd floor of the Capitol, where you can see a damaged portrait of legislators that has never been repaired. It was apparently smashed over the head of a lawmaker during a melee on the floor. And for a detailed account of that 1913 session, look it up on wyohistory.org. It's a good read. Congratulations to Roberta Hunt, the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy the weather across Wyoming and join me again tomorrow.